Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
WGN 1010, Christmas night. Hope you're having a great Christmas day slash night, holiday season. My name's Mark Harmon. You're Harry Tynowitz. Enough with the shenanigans. We're bringing a guest down in a second here, but a couple texts. 708 says, tell Chelsea to bring the turtle to Harry's for the Bond film. Is Akumel welcome at your place?
Akumel, yeah. We take on, what does the sign say at the Statue of Liberty? Everybody's welcome.
All guests are welcome?
Yeah.
All right, sweet. We'll bring.
I know that's not what it signs, not what the sign says.
But. Bring the turtle, that's what it says at the Statue of Liberty.
Bring us your worry.
All right, here we go. This is something that can actually help you with your life right now. If you're getting gifts, which I'm sure you have today on Christmas, as I hope you have, or on Hanukkah, or Kwanzaa, whatever, just gifts during the holiday season, and you didn't exactly like them, you want to return them, you perhaps don't want the people who gave them to you to know that you returned them, how do you get the most bang for your buck on a return, what to do? Valerie Sokolsky, I hope I'm saying that correct, Valerie, is joining us now on 720 WGN. She's got a website, valerieandcompany.com. You can hit her up on Facebook, too, Valerie and Company. And she's got a bunch of books out there as well. Valerie, first of all, Merry Christmas to you. Happy holidays. Welcome to 720 WGN.
Well, thanks, Mark. Listen, I've been listening to you for the last 30 minutes or so. I can't wait to be on the show. The two of you have so much fun. So hopefully this will be some fun, too.
Yeah, so right now Mark wants to return his co-host.
No, I don't. I love you, Harry.
So Valerie, now, I think that there's a lot of people that would normally, you know, return a gift right away, but it comes from someone who's, you know, important in their life or special in their life. So you have a way of handling it. Like if my wife said, how could you return what my mom gave you? What should my response be? It should probably be something other than it sucked, right?
Yes, I don't think that would be a good response, Harry.
And again, what they got me today was great. I love what I got today. So, but what should I say?
Well, I think you have to be very careful with sensitive gifts when it's someone that is a special person. And then you have to consider, well, what's the best thing that I could do or should do? And maybe in that case, Harry, you keep it. And you bring it out when that person comes over and don't make a big fuss about it. What do you think?
I like the idea that it has a when they come over, you have it like centered, like it's right there, like we have it out all the time. That's kind of cool.
Well, here's my thing, Valerie. I forget about gifts. I constantly, not constantly is probably overstating, but I'll buy things online. And then I don't like them, and I've opened them, and now I got to figure out how to put it back in the box, and then return the shipment, and all of it, and I end up giving in. I don't have the stamina. I need coaching on how to get through the burden of figuring out where is the proper slip and how to do I go to UPS or how can I just put it at the mailbox? I mean, what needs to happen? You know what I'm talking about?
I so know what you're talking about. You're describing my husband, and that's, I think, number one issue, which is, you know, how much patience do you have, for heaven's sake? So I've got an idea for you. If you don't like it, you know what? Save it and re-gift it.
The savory gift.
Series on re-gifting. There's nothing wrong with that if you do it appropriately. Or if you don't even want to do that, somebody would love it at a charity. But figure out something to do. If it's not going to be pleasant to you, then forget about it. It's not worth it.
So you think like if I bought myself a pair of shoes online and then I get them and they don't fit, it's too tight, it's annoying, You just think, look, sunk cost, feel like a good person, donate it to the Salvation Army or whoever, and then move on with your life and don't even worry about it. Just consider that's one you lost on and you're moving forward, and that's it.
Well, and then you'll be a little bit more cautious when you buy something online next time, right, Mark?
Yeah, I'm not sure, Valerie. I'm not necessarily sure on that.
If anybody has a Christmas gift dilemma, Valerie is here for you. Give us a buzz, 312-981-7200. Here's the problem with regifting is I've got a lot of friends that are friends with each other. So I got a buddy, my friend, we're in a fantasy football league. I got him this Vikings jersey of the quarterback he had in the fantasy football league one year. He's, you know, Dante Culpepper. He's going to love this jersey. 2 months later, I'm at his house, and another one of our friends is wearing the Dante Culpepper jersey. So don't I have to worry if I re-gift that person is going to wear it in front of the person I am re-gifting from?
Oh, Harry, don't ever re-gift in a group of people that you're around all the time or your family. How did it make you feel when you saw that?
It was him. He did it to me. I was the gifto. I was the guy that gave the gift, and my friend gave it to another friend.
Well, see, that's pretty awkward.
You think?
I think you have to be real careful who you re-gift. In fact, let me tell you a hilarious story. Not so hilarious, because I don't think this friend really was a friend. A couple of years ago, it was a Christmas party, and we were exchanging gifts, and Mary handed me this lovely big sack, and I was digging in and getting all the tissue paper out. And about that time, the little tag, you know, on the outside flipped over, and it said very clearly, "To Mary, with love, Helen."
Ouch.
Oh, Mary did not do her due diligence.
I didn't say a word. I didn't say a word. Not a word.
So, all right, well, the key here is, A, obviously you look at the tags, but things that are, I think you should give things in the giving season that are easily re-giftable, like a bottle of wine, like, you know, liquors, you can just pass that along. You could pass the whiskey all the way down the line. Nobody knows the difference, right, Valerie?
Well, first of all, it's really smart to have a gift receipt in it. So if the person, you're not sure if they'll like it, you know, give them the gift of a gift receipt so they don't have to come back and say, "I didn't really like this. Can I see a receipt of some kind?" Which they wouldn't do in the first place. But that's the better thing to do. And think about intent. When you give something as a gift to someone, really consider, well, what's that person's style? What's that person's taste? What do they like? You know, give it some good thought, and hopefully, and most of the time, it will be well received, and they're not going to re-gift it.
Okay, so Carm loves tennis. So Mark, can I assume that any tennis gift I gave you, whether it be like, you know, an autographed Bjorn Borg racket or a DVD, the history of Wimbledon, can I assume any tennis gift I give you, you would like, or would there be one you would not?
See, Valerie, correct me if I'm wrong here. What you're trying to do is play in my lane, and I know that lane incredibly well. So you're like going to get me a racket, which I wouldn't use because I like a specific racket.
Saying like memorabilia, like an autographed racket. But you're never going to use it. You're going to like have it up.
Okay, if you're going to go super unique, and correct me if I'm wrong, your Valor, then you're probably doing okay. But unless it's that, most likely you're not going to know what's good, and you're going to give me something that I'm going to want to return. So I would take more of a risk on getting things that are outside my comfort zone for me. That's how I would look at it. Valerie, go ahead.
Well, I think you're right on in that. That's a very serious sport that you love and you're passionate about. And yes, Harry realized that he probably has exactly what he wants in that. And that kind of goes to, well, someone that has a hobby and collects something. Oh, one more frog. Really?
Well, see, like, exactly. I mean, Harry, I wouldn't get you a jersey because you probably already have the jersey. You got 7 gazillion jerseys.
But I love jerseys.
I know, but you already have it.
But that's why I would love another one, because, like, my wife feels like I've spent way too much money on jerseys. But if you gave me one, then I get another jersey, and I haven't spent any money.
All right, I'll get you a Quentin Daly. I'm on. Hey,
Quentin Daly, the guy accused of rape. Great.
Well, he had a very
yeah.
He did better later in his life. I'm moving on.
Well, it would be better than anything tennis related.
I'm moving on from Q. Hey, Valerie, it says here, buy your shoes from Zappo.com. They pay for shipping both ways. That's the 412 texting. And is that accurate?
I don't know exactly the details, but I have a list of some retailers that are known for being the most liberal and kind and easy to deal with, and they include Nordstrom's. You know the old story that someone tried to take a tire back to Nordstrom and they received it. That's really not a true story, by the way, but they're pretty good, really good actually. And Costco, I'm going to give these, I mean, they need a plug, right? Costco, Kohl's, Neiman Marcus, Target, REI, Zappos you mentioned, L.L. Bean, and Macy's.
Interesting.
Well, if I was returning something from Neiman Marcus, I would want cash. I mean, you know, you get like an umbrella from Neiman Marcus, you could send your kid to college for 2 years.
True story.
Pretty much.
So who?
You know what?
Who's on the bad end of that spectrum there, Valerie?
Oh,
what?
Good question.
Who's on the? You buy from them, and they ain't taking it back.
Did you notice I didn't bring that up?
I did.
Nor will I.
Oh, Valerie. Okay, I don't want to put you.
I'm sorry.
I don't want to put you in a bad position. That's. It's Christmas.
Valerie, how did you get into this? Did something happen to you once? Did you get caught regifting, or did you not have a wedding gift when someone came in and said, "Hey, where's that gift I gave you guys?"
You know, it's so interesting with a topic called soft skills. That's what I'm known for. All those soft skills that bring the hard dollars, you know, right, in business. And so my books are around all these issues about etiquette, business etiquette, and professional image. And so can you even imagine the questions I get through the years? I'm never surprised at any question. And usually I've had some experience in some way, shape, or form that I can kind of give some thought to it. So when your station did this one, I thought, well, yeah, I know a little bit about that.
Way to jump in, Valerie. We appreciate you. My last one for you is I was at Corner Bakery yesterday, and I ordered the Farmer Scramble, which is a scrambled egg with a pepper and an onion and a mushroom. It's just delicious. And they give you a little toast with it.
So 36 hours later, you want to return it?
Well, I got it to go because I was getting ready for Hampton OB with Kaz. I walked across the street, right? I get upstairs. I open it up. It's scrambled eggs and bacon. And I don't have the energy to go back across the street to get my Farmer Scramble. So now I'm eating. Now I'm like getting arteriosclerosis and having my breakfast, which was delicious. But I, you know, that's not what I was going for. Can I go back 3 days later and say, hey, I got this. I ordered this. You gave me the scrambled and bacon. Can I get a cup of coffee here for free? What's my move here?
You know what? I would go, not 3 days later, but I would go back because management needs to know that. And if you go to the Corner Bakery often and they know you, why wouldn't it be appropriate to say, you know, I just need to tell you something that just happened this morning or yesterday morning even. And this is what happened. And I just want you to know this. And likely if they are good at customer service, they'll do something nice in return. So I would.
Yeah, and I don't know why anybody out there would worry about, like, North Korea testing nuclear weapons when Carm didn't get the right kind of scrambled eggs yesterday.
Hey, I was fired up for that meal, man. I walked through the snow to get here to be
But
ready.
They didn't give you liver and onions, dude. They gave you another kind of scrambled eggs.
That's true. It was delicious. I crushed it.
Yeah.
But I didn't get what I ordered, Harry.
Okay, so I'm going to go to the Arby's that's in Chesterton, Indiana, and say 2 years ago when I was coming back from Kalamazoo, I ordered a turkey sandwich with mayonnaise, and when I opened it up on the highway, it had mustard, not mayonnaise.
Did that happen?
Yes, it happened.
All right.
Now,
well,
a tomato you can pick off, right? Mustard seeps.
I will drive there after the show tonight. Let's go. Where are we going? Chesterton, Indiana?
Yeah, to the Arby's.
Valerie, you in? You coming with?
Yeah, you just count me in. I'm on my way, but it's a little lighter weather here in Dallas, Texas. I don't think so this year.
We got you all the way in Big D. That's awesome.
Dallas, Texas. Are you trying to return Jerry Jones?
No, I don't think so.
Hey, Valerie, Merry Christmas. Thanks for taking time for us tonight, okay? All the best to you.
You're welcome.
Thanks so much. All right, Valerie Sokolowski. I think I'm saying that right.
Solid booking. Nice get, Shantae.
Great job by Shantae.
Solid.
And her website, once again, Valerie and Company.